Thank the Lord that He has been good to me too. Got so much to thank the Lord for. We desire an interest in your prayers. We look into the Word of God tonight. Burden the Lord has placed very heavily on my heart to share with you tonight is a very simple message. It's not complicated. It's something that all of us should easily be able to understand. And that is on the subject of a divine power. I'd like to begin in the book of Mark in the 5th chapter. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Mark chapter 5, we'll begin reading with verse 25. It said there was, we'll begin with 24. It said, Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. This woman had been in need for 12 years. Now, would it be a fair question to ask us tonight? First of all, do we have any needs? Is there anybody here, and you don't have to raise your hand, but is there anyone here that has a need tonight in your life? And how long have you had it? This woman had a need for 12 years, and she had been seeking for the answer to her problem. She had been going from person to person, from doctor to doctor, from someone that maybe claimed, I've got the answers over here. And I think it's noteworthy that many times when someone has been sick for a while, if you talk to them, they've got a lot of advice from a lot of people. Well, have you tried this? Have you gone over here? Have you done such and such? And everybody has their answers. But there are so many needs in our world. And I will say there are very few answers. This woman was desperate. She was tired of being sick. She was tired of spending everything she had, her money, her time, the little energy that she did have left. And she was worn out from seeking an answer. But thank God. In a place where she had begun to lose hope, she heard about this man named Jesus. And see, you see, this woman was so desperate, and I see this as the condition of our world today. We are living in a desperate world. And all I can say is, with the advancements in technology, with the advancements in medical science, with the advancements in what the world would say the philosophies, and with education and all of these things, I don't see the world getting in a better condition. Since we started this service, I guess it was 7:30 that service began. That was about 45 minutes ago. There have been about 5 people in the United States that because things seem so dark, that they took their life. That's just in the United States. The suicide rate in the United States is the highest it has been in 80 years since World War I. Why is that tonight? If the world has the answer tonight, why is there so much desperation? If the answer is found with more education, if the answer is found with the philosophies and the wealth of our world, and we are living in a very wealthy society, if the answer is found there, why is there so much depression? Why is there so many people? Why are there so many people that are, it's so dark that they've lost all hope? It's because, see, the lust of the flesh, education, wealth, honor, and fame, they are not meeting the needs of the soul of man. They're not. You can have all of those things. You can have all of the fleshly pleasures. You can have all the money in the world. You can have recognition and power, and yet those things will not satisfy the very base needs of our soul. And so people are seeking and looking for something to satisfy, but the news is, and the truth is, that they're never going to bring, as we already heard this morning, it's not going to bring peace. It's not going to bring that tranquility and that calmness of spirit, because when we are separated from God, there is no true peace. And yet we live in a world of trouble and seeking for answers. And this woman, I believe, got to the place that she was resigned, that this is just the way it is. There's nothing else I can do. I've tried all avenues. And I wonder tonight, and I pray the Lord will help me, my emotions tonight. This lies close to my heart. Did she get to a place that she felt like this is just the way that it is? There's no hope. There's no answer. And so she had to probably begin to reconcile her mind in the darkness that this is life for me. And so when people begin to feel that desperation, they begin to feel trapped. They begin to feel like there's no way out of my circumstances. There is no light. You see, that's where Judas was. Judas was in a place that he knew he had done wrong, and he listened to the voice of the enemy saying, "There is no way out." And all he saw was darkness, to the point that he took his own life. You know, my heart cries tonight for people that are struggling with suicidal thoughts. Because the enemy is there trying to spread a message of no hope. A message that this is the way it is. If your marriage is in trouble, the enemy would like you to think that there's not going to ever be any opportunity for anything better. That it's just the way that it is. Tonight, if you have not found a place of victory spiritually, and you have been in bondage to the same failures over and over and over, the enemy is trying to spread his darkness, causing us to feel like that there's no way out of this. And there's no hope for me, and it's just the way I am, and it's the way things are. And I'm going to have to just accept that this is my lot in life. We have an enemy tonight that is spreading lies when we cannot see any possibility of change. It's the way that it is. But this verse here said, when this woman heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind him and she touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. I wonder what it was she heard about. Wonder what it was that she heard about this man named Jesus. What did she hear? That there's this man that has raised the dead. There's this man that has given sight to the blind. There's this man that has caused the lame to walk. There's this man that has gone to those that were possessed with devils and he set them free. And when she heard that, I imagine that there's something inside that began to spawn hope. Maybe, just maybe, this can be for me. And I want to go, and I've heard about this, and there's a faith that began to grow within her. That she did not even feel worthy to go and present herself to the Lord and say, Lord, can you do this for me? She heard and she believed and she said, if I can just go and just touch the hem of his garment, I believe what I have heard. And I believe that there is a possibility. I believe that there is a divine power. You see, the nature of divine power tonight is, it's something that we cannot do for ourselves. If you have a cold, and please don't miss, take the analogy for what it is. If you have a cold and someone says, here, drink some orange juice, it's good for you. Drink the orange juice. You get some vitamin C, that's all right. But I want us to understand something. When a divine power, by definition, is something that I cannot do for myself, it's supernatural. That is the nature of miracles tonight. A miracle is not something that we can do for ourselves. A miracle is not something, if you go to this place or you go see that person and you take this and take that, that's not a miracle. A miracle, by definition, is where there is divine intervention. And this woman had wasted everything she had, and she came to the conclusion there's no answer. And then she heard about Jesus, thank God, tonight. She heard that there was a man, the Son of God, that was able to do what she could not do for herself. No matter how much you have tried tonight, no matter what you have done in pursuit of trying to find a place of deliverance or peace, if there have been areas that you have been holding on to bitterness and unforgiveness, and you have tried and yet it's still there. If there are things in your life tonight that you have, and again, I know we're all sitting here in this congregation tonight and we can all look good and things, but you know, I know there's a lot of heartache tonight. Someone was talking to someone recently, and I told them, I said, if I shared with you everything that I knew about people we've been working with, I said, I don't know if you believe me. Enemy's working hard. And without a divine power, we are wasting our time here tonight. But I want to say to the devil tonight, and I want to share with you this evening, that there is still a divine power, thank God. There is still a power that can do something in your life that you couldn't do for yourself. I will say, if it had not been for the miraculous divine power of God, I would not be here tonight. I will say, yes, the Lord has healed me. Some of you may remember many a time I had seizures sitting right over there, and I was walking with a cane. Neurologist said, you may end up not walking again. You'd be a paraplegic. I'm walking tonight. You know why? Because there's a divine power. There have been hurts in my life just like there have been in yours. But do you know how I can say I forgave tonight? It wasn't because I had something in myself. It was because when I got desperate enough before God, I said, Lord, I can't do this. And I found a divine power that enabled me to let go of the hurts that people had caused. Folks, there is a divine power tonight that can minister to you. You know, by the very nature of temptation, it's kind of a vulnerable thing to talk about, isn't it? Because temptation are the things that you are personally being drawn to do wrong. Isn't that what temptation is? There are some things that don't bother me, and some of you maybe heard me use this illustration. If you put a can of beer in front of me, I know it's not right for me to drink it, but it's not a temptation to me. You know why? I have no desire for it. I could care less. If you're tempted with it, it doesn't make you any less spiritual. It just means that's your temptation. Now, my children will say, yeah, put a kolache in front of Dad, but that's another story. But a temptation is something that you are drawn to. Something that you want. And I am so thankful tonight, thank God, that the things that tempt you, there is a divine power tonight that will enable you to say no to the temptation. And I say, okay, what is the nature of your temptation? Is there anyone here that would just like to freely get up and talk about all your temptations? Why not? It gets pretty close, doesn't it? I will say I was struggling with something. I was like, Lord, I need some help. And I found a place of victory. You know why? Because there was a divine power. It's like, Lord, I believe you can do it. And I know, Lord, that the devil's fighting hard and he's pulling, but Lord, I believe in you. And I came, it's like I touched the hem of his garment and there was victory. Tonight, it doesn't matter how long you have sought for it. It doesn't matter how long you think this is just the way that it's going to be. There is still a Savior tonight that can save you from your sin. There is still a Savior tonight that can reach down and begin to mend the broken places in your heart, thank God. There is still a Savior tonight that even when the life looks dark, I will just say, and this is, I'm being very vulnerable, I'll claim you all as family tonight. Some of the trials of the last year, I will say, in the darkness, if it had not been for the hope in Jesus Christ, there would be nothing to live for in some certain areas. You say, well, this is what man says, and this is the natural course of this, but I still believe in a Savior tonight. I still believe in the divine power of God. And this woman in that place is like, if I can just reach him and I can just touch the hem of his garment, I believe something's going to be changed. And I will say tonight, if you will believe enough and you will reach out and touch Jesus, there is still a power that you can leave changed tonight. I believe that. If I can just touch him, I'll be made whole. And there is still tonight, 2,000 years later, divine power. There is still a man named Jesus who is the Son of God that wants to minister to the depth of our needs here in this generation. But what is the nature of that divine power? I have been very struck, and maybe everybody else has understood this, but this week the Lord showed me something I hadn't understood and seen before. In the book of Matthew, in the 28th chapter, in the 18th verse, Jesus came and spake to them. He was speaking to his disciples. And he said, all power. Now, what does all mean? Someone help me. What is all? It's everything. It's complete. There's nothing lacking. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. But he didn't stop there. I want us to tie this verse to what he said next. I'm so encouraged, thank God, with this. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And I wondered, Lord, how can I go in this generation of darkness? How can I go into all the world? Jesus gave us the reason. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. In other words, because of that, we've got a message to take to the world. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I've got a message tonight from the Holy Spirit. And I can go and I can share it because there is a divine power. And I can go with courage. And I can go with boldness. And I can go with assurance and faith that the Lord Jesus can still work a miracle in your lives. That's why he said, go ye therefore, knowing this, that all power is given unto me. It wasn't that we don't have needs tonight. It wasn't because even when we get saved to say, well, it's all taken care of. Oh, do you know how many times I've had in my saved life to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need some divine help. I can't do this, Lord. I need some help. And when we reach out in faith, there's still power. Oh, thank God. There's still power in the blood of Jesus tonight. It hadn't lost any of its power. And I still believe tonight that there's power to transform, there's transforming power. I still believe tonight that there is power to transform the life that's bound in sin. I still believe that. I still believe that those that have been hurt and abused and mistreated, I still believe that there is a divine power to enable people to love and forgive and show the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I still believe that tonight. But it's not found within ourselves. This, you see, when this woman came to Jesus, let's just read on. She came, she reached out, she touched him, and Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Jesus did not criticize her for where she had been. Jesus did not criticize her for what she had done. May I say to the saints tonight, be careful about being critical of people seeking for answers. Jesus didn't do it, but she heard about him and she knew where to go then. If I can just come to the Savior. And because she believed that, because she believed, she found healing because of a divine power. And all the glory and the honor went to Jesus Christ. Oh, thank the Lord for that power. You know, in the often in the scripture, healing is used as a parallel to illustrate something spiritual. Even when the man was sick with palsy, what did and they opened up the roof and let him down, what did Jesus say to him? He said, "Thy sins be forgiven you." That was the ministry of Christ. That is the greatest power tonight, because it is the will of God to always deliver us from temptation. It is the will of God to always set us free from sin. It is the will of God for us to be at peace. It's not always His will to give physical deliverance. It's not always His will to give financial deliverance, but it is His will to give spiritual deliverance tonight. And the people begin to criticize, like, who is this man that says he has power to save from sin? Thy sins be forgiven thee. And so Jesus turned and said, "Here, get up and walk." Why? So you can believe that as I have forgiven his sins, see, I have power to make him walk and to heal him physically. But the essence of the divine power of God tonight is in our soul. How long have you been seeking? You see, where sin doth abound, there's something about grace. It doth, how, what? It doth much more abound. You see, we live in a world that's hopeless. I've tried to quit. I've tried to stop. And again, keep the context, but you can have all the mentorship programs you want. You can have all the self-help books you want. You can stay out. You can come to all of the church services you want. You can try to do whatever it takes to fit into the body that you want. But do you know where the answer is? The answer is when we come to a place in our brokenness and say, "Lord, I can't do it myself. And I need a divine touch from God." And there is a divine power that can work in your life and do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Thank God for that. There is a greater power in Jesus Christ, because the scripture says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, we're in part of that forever from when that scripture is recorded. And I want people to hear tonight, just like that woman heard, that there is still a divine power. But it is incumbent upon us tonight to get up in faith. Because sometimes in my need and in my darkness, it's easier to sit down. "Lord, I want you to come. I want you to come here. And I want to stay in my corner, because I'm in a lot of darkness and I'm really struggling. I just want to stay back over here." Do we have enough faith tonight to do what this woman did? Lord, I still believe there's a divine power, and I'm willing to get up. And I'm willing to acknowledge that, yes, I have a need in my life for the sinner, for the child of God, that, Lord, I've been struggling, and I need something divine. And you say, how's that going to work? I can't fully explain it to you. But it's kind of like the blind man said, I was blind and now I see. I don't know how it all works, but it works. There is a divine power that still works tonight. And where there is no hope, and where it seems like maybe we have settled in thinking this is just the way it is, I would that we remember tonight that there is hope in Jesus Christ. There's a place that the Lord wants to minister to the needs in your marriage, in your life, in your where you are spiritually. The Lord has something divine that He wants to do, and there's no substitute for that divine power. There's no substitute for it. See, it's not about what we do other than saying, Lord, I believe, and I'm going to come and reach out my hand because I do believe in that divine power. And when we claim that blood, do you know something's going to change? We don't ever need to be threatened by the things of this earth, folks. Yes. Nothing can take the place of the divine power of Jesus Christ. When she reached out in verse 29 and touched the hem of His garment, it says straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And that is what we are called to do when we realize we have a need. Lord, I'm going to reach out. I'm not going to worry about what anybody else is thinking. See, this lady pushed through the throng. There was a crowd of people. She didn't care what anybody else thought. I need to get to the Savior. I wonder tonight if there's anyone here that's tired. Tired of fighting. Tired of the darkness. Those that have resigned and felt like this is it. Or maybe you're in a place that you're struggling, but it seems like you're not moving forward anymore. There's a divine power for you tonight, that the Lord can do something wonderful in your life, as He has done for so many of us here. We could just go through story after story, but I will say that the greatest healings that God has given, they haven't been physical. Yes, He's given physical healings, but the greatest healings have been when the Lord saved me from myself. When He gave me power to say no. When temptation was so strong. Is that okay to preach like that? Isn't this where we live? And the struggle is there, and inside you're just battling and warring, and the devil's fighting. Where are we going to turn to tonight but fall on our knees and say, Lord, I need a divine power. The Lord has that for you tonight. He has that for us still tonight, and I thank God for it. There's still a divine power, and so when He said, who touched me, she acknowledged, Lord, it was me. Jesus knew that virtue had gone out of His body, and I do believe tonight that the Lord is here waiting for, He's wanting some of that virtue to flow out tonight. If you need some of the virtue of the Lord, to the saved, to the unsaved, if you will come forward tonight, there's going to be some of that divine virtue. Amen. Falls and comes out from the Lord that can begin to do something divine in your life. And as we close tonight, we won't take the time to read it, but do you remember the scripture where the blind man came to Jesus and he was looking for some healing? And Jesus touched his eyes. And kind of sit back expectantly, okay, do you see now? And the blind man said, well, he said, I see men as trees. In other words, it's my vision is not clear yet. And I know the Lord's done something for me, Lord, but He was honest about it. Lord, I came to You and You touched me, but something's still not quite right. I am so thankful that's in the scripture. I thank God for that story. And Jesus reached out, and you know what he did? He touched him again. He touched him a second time. And I can tell you by experience, there have been times I had to come for more than a second touch to the Lord. Lord, I know you've done something in my life, but Lord, I'm coming back. I need some of that blood, Lord. I need some of that grace. I need some of that power. And the Lord does not turn us away because he knows our needs. And so I just want to encourage you tonight as we conclude this portion of the service that if there is a need in your life and you have sought the Lord for it, and it seems like you know the Lord did something, but you can't just say, I am at that place of victory tonight. And there is still a need in your life. It is all right for us to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I still have a need. And I'm going to reach back out and I'm going to keep coming and I'm going to keep asking until I can say the work of God has been done in my life. It is not what you can do in yourself tonight, but this is coming to the God that loves us, that sent his son. Say, Lord, I need some help. And the Lord is going to do something divine in your life. I still believe tonight, and I am challenged to go forward in faith because there is still a divine power. May God bless you tonight. And as we stand and sing a song, if there is a need in your life, the Lord's just waiting here. If you'll just believe, come to me again and let Jesus Christ do his work that he came to do. Amen.